Now, I'm going to get into this a little bit later, but the wings, as denoted in Daniel 7 verse 6, indicate power, strength, movement, motion, momentum, the ends of the earth, extremities, etc., etc. And when we look at Daniel 7 verse 6 with the leopard with the four wings, we'll see just now that the kingdom that is represented by that leopard with wings went further south and further east than any of the previous kingdoms. It's a representation of the speed at which this kingdom expanded. So now we start to see how the Bible unlocks the Bible when it comes to prophecy. This is the chastity belt of the Word of God. So now we can look at all of these specific examples that we've given from Isaiah and Ezekiel and Job, and we can see that when we look at the kingdom in Daniel 7 verse 6, we can see that our deduction was in fact correct. Wings appear to symbolize speed and determination, and this is the type of study we'll have to do. We will always have to check whether Scripture is aligned with Scripture before we make any conclusions. That way we always ensure that the Lord is guiding us through our understanding, that no personal influence about our current understanding of the world comes in when we're trying to understand the Word of God. Now, this manner of interpretation goes a very long way in assisting us to understand the books of prophecy. But it takes a while, and it leads and lends itself to diligent study.